कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। Humble obeisance in the lot of feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pashtu Sri Bhakti Pradhyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Also so many humble obeisances in the lot of feet of Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my teacher, my respect for all. I want to speak something that would be very helpful for devotees, for sincere devotees. Actually, they want to serve Krishna and they want to love. If we want to have service of Krishna in the land of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, we should truly follow, try to follow Anya Bhilasita Sunyam Jnan Karma Adi Anakritam Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti. We should try to know the exact meaning of this sloka and try to follow it. Very strong. If you want to follow bhakti, all kinds of worldly desires or self-interest, that should be given totally. You know, Sanatana Goswami and Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, they were liberated persons. Also, they were associates of transcendental associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what they have told for themselves, they never told that I am a liberated person. I have received the mercy of Krishna. They never told. They told, Purusheir Kitahite Muishi Labhista. मोर नाम ले जगाई मधाई होइते मुई से पापिष्ठ मोर नाम जेई लय तार पुण्य खत मोर नाम जेई लय
तार पाप
होय तार पाप होय। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग?
मीनिंग इज दैट आई एम मोर फॉलन एंड आई एम लोअर देन अ वर्म इन सूप।
Try to hear very attentive, well, and try to follow it.
In these verses, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is lamenting, alas, I am lower and more fallen than a worm, an insect in stew, and I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai. If anyone even mentions my name, then all of their punya, all of their past activities will go far away and they will become wretched and sinful.
But actually, Sanatana Goswami is dead. So we should try to realize this fact. Himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling me and waiting that I am like a conditional soul. And he is waiting. नैनं गलादासुधारया बदनं गदगदरुद्धया गिरा पुलकैर निकितं वपुः कदावतं नाम ग्रहणे भविष्यति। ओ हेनी ए डे विल कम देन आई विल चॉन्ट हरे कृष्ण एंड टीयर्स विल कम आउट फ्रॉम माय आई हार्ट विल बी मेल्ट व्हेन ए डे विल कम। आई एम लाइक ए कंडीशन सो न प्रेम गंधोस्ति दरापि मे हरु एंड नॉट an atom of love and affection too. If it was in my heart, then how I am still alive? A fish, ordinary fish cannot live without water. They can give up their like in a moment when they will come out of water, lacking of water, they will give up their life. And still, I have no darshan of Krishna, Nanda Nanda. And still, how am I alive? So I have no love and affection for Krishna. You know, Haridasa Thakur never meant to see Jagannath in temple, never. And Sanatana and Rupa also, why? Oh, they are a person from the association of Muslims. They have become like Muslims. They have no quality to enter in temple. What to tell temple? Oh, again you are doing. What to tell him? Enter temple? He never came on the road where devotees used to go. So we have to try for them. If you are not so humble, not Srinadati Sunesh, even what? Like, then it's
like
a rat. Not. Then how you can have pure bhakti? Never you can. So you should try to first give up all your false ego. All kinds of false. Don't try to cheat anyone. Don't cheat yourself. Be very humble. What if are you? You should be that person. Don't tell anyone that, oh, I am a liberated person. I am so high class person. And you are cheating yourself and also all. Don't be like that. Try to give up all duplicity. Hypocrisy and all these things, you will lose your bhakti and everything, your life will be ruined if you are doing it. So first of all, give up all the false ego and try to be connected with Krishna and with devotees. Try to give up all the karma and jnana which comes bhakti. Without karma we cannot live. Without jnana knowledge we cannot live in this world. But they should be not like this that they can cover bhakti. They should be helpful to bhakti. They should be servant of bhakti. In this way you should make them all very helpful for them. And then whatever you do, do for to please Krishna. For all endeavors. Everything should be to please Krishna. Not for yourself. And you should give up, try to give up everything for Krishna. This should be remembered always. Otherwise, bhakti is not a very easy thing that easily you can have. Then at the time of death, so many walks should be there and cutting, and you will realize all the sinful activity in this. But we are seeing, realizing, seeing everywhere. So try to be very polite, humble, and thus practicing sincerely bhakti yoga. What is yoga? We should try to realize yoga. What is yoga? That is two things are added together. Then it is called yoga. If there is no two things, two sums, two units, then they cannot be added and it will be not yoga. Nowadays in world, everywhere I see, wherever I went, I saw that. Oh, they are calling yoga, 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 yoga. What is yoga? of exercise, bodily exercise as that show. What is it? Doing like that, like this, like that, what? This is not yoga. This is a cycle of body, is not yoga. What is yoga? Where is yoga? To whom you are adding these things. So really these are not yoga. Exercise. Oh, exercise and for some time. Very little time.
Temporarily.
They can make this body some healthy. But they will also have to die. They must die. They cannot help so much. In old days, your body will be old and torn. What yoga will do? This exercise. Elephants are more healthy and so strong. They don't do yoga and this thing. So it will not. Yoga means there is only one yoga. And that is called bhakti yoga. But in the beginning this is called karma yoga. And after that it is called jnana yoga. Abhyana yoga. And then bhakti yoga. In the beginning, we should try to have a relation with our fruitive karms to Krishna. What is fruitive karms? Whatever you do for yourself. And for this you will have to come again and again in the chain of birth and death, sorrows and suffering. Anyone cannot say it. But if you add your creative karms with Krishna, it may be karma yoga. But not so easy. If you are doing all Vedic karma, Vedic karma means man, those who are written in the Upanishad. By those karma activities, if all are taking some fruits and they are happy, they will be happy by that. Like you made a goshala, you made a well, any arrangement of free water giving, this activity. Oh, you are helping some poor for education, their education and other things. And if it is done with anashakti.
Detachment.
Giving of all attachment. And the fruit of these karms are given to Krishna or God. Then they are called karma yoga. Otherwise not. So, try to realize this. If you are given all attachment without any fruit, and after that you are offering all these fruits of that activity to Krishna, to God, then it is called Nishkam Karma Yoga. By this, your heart will be purified. And gradually, you will realize what is cheat and what is acheat. Means a knowledge of transcendental and material things will come. That our body is not transcendental, this is like a temporary message. And it is not transcendental. And we are not this physical body. Soul is transcendental, part of Krishna. And he is eternal servant of Krishna. This realization, this knowledge may come by that. Then it will be called karma yoga, otherwise no. So by this doing, this purification of heart comes. And if at that time a good association will be achieved, then by this you can meditate Paramatma in your heart, which is like this. Then it is called Gyan Yoga. Otherwise, Nirvishesh Brahma, I want to be Nirvishesh Brahma. I am transcendental Brahma, Nirvishesh, Nishakti, powerless. It is not Gyan Yoga. Atma and Paramatma are here. So if there is purification by that Nishkam Karma Yoga, and by association of any this yogi, you can meditate Paramatma here, and thus gradually you can come. Then it will be Gyan Yoga or Dhyan Yoga. And after that, if good association comes, like Brahmabhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankshati samasarvesh bhutesu madbhaktim, that class of yogis who are meditating always Atma here, and they are thinking of Atma, how to serve that Paramatma by this my soul, they are called Gyan Yogi or Dhyan Yogi. And if they are associated, they are, what is the symptom of that? Only not telling will be do anything, or telling I am Brahma Yogi or Gyan Yogi or Dhyan Yogi. Symptoms, there are some symptoms. What symptoms? Brahma Bhutaha. He will be out of fear of birth and death, sorrows and sufferings of all. He will be equal to all. If his whole wealth he destroyed, like Janak, nothing, no lamentation, nothing. And if the wealth of whole world comes to him, oh, nothing, he will engage in Krishna service. He never wants anything, and if anything to despise, he never cares for that. Or if that class of Brahma Yogi, Dhyan Yogi, will associate fortunately by any Shuddha Vaishnava, then Parabhakti he attains. What is Parabhakti? Oh, Anya Vilasita. He becomes one pointed, pure devotee. So you can see how rare are these bhakti yogis. In Gita, Krishna has himself told, yajyasat karmano lokananata karma mandana tadartham karma kanteya mukta sanga samachara. What meaning? Can you?
That one should perform all of his activities as a sacrifice, Jagya Artha, for the purpose, for the satisfaction of Jagya, who is Vishnu or Krishna.
Yes.
And in this way, he should satisfy Krishna by his life's activities.
How he should do?
Tadaham karma kaunteya.
Tadartham.
Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. So by this process, he will attain liberation from attachment to this material world.
No. The process is that, for that sacrifice, is that tadartham karma kaunteya. You should, whatever you do, you should do to please Jagya, Vishnu. And there should be no attachment in this activity. And then, oh, you can be mukta, liberated. Otherwise, not. Whatever you should do, do for to please Krishna. And without any attachment that, oh, I am this body, I am the doer, oh, I am teacher, I am husband, I am wife, oh, these are my children, this is my property. Without attachment. Why? Because in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, nityarthideena vittena durlebheena atma mittuna. Griha patya pasuvi kasadhitas chale. You should know that wealth, money, always giving suffering. What? Understand?
Cause of
distress. Why? If you are going to make money like you, whole day, from morning to again morning, engaged. Like servant, you are thinking that, oh, he has made me manager. But you are servant. If you neglect anything, oh, he will kick you out. So you are servant. You cannot live without his permission with your wife, children, and cannot. You cannot do anything free. So you are like dog servant. No? So, nityasi dena vittena, and if you are earning money, oh, day and night, you will have to engage. If that money is, or wealth is gone anyhow, bank house, or it may be that some thief and jackass will come and you shoot you for that money. So, always it is wealth. Like Duryodhana, you know, what was the reason for fighting? Only wealth. So always earning, if it is gone, or if it is for protection. I've seen so many persons are killed, those who are protecting their wealth. So in three conditions, wealth is the cause of death. Of what death? Transcendental death. Atma mrityuna means it always skips in worldly desires. So if anyone keeping wealth only for him, he can be murdered, and not murdered, then he will have to come in this world again like dogs to shed that thing. Oh, he will tell a very good story about this after my death. So, Durlabhena Atmamrityuna, by this, those who don't hear the Harikatha, or they have taken human body, very good, healthy, wealthy. And they have the mercy of Krishna also, by that so many good association he is getting. And if he is not doing bhajan, then what is? Atmaha nidehamadjam sulabham sudurlabham plam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukullena nabhaspateritam puman bhavabdhimsa atma. He is killing his, not body only, his soul. Really, that person is what? Atmaghati.
Committing
suicide. Yes, suicide. To suicide, this is not suicide. To suicide is transcendental activity and bhajan. Oh, this is really suicide for Atma. And we are doing all this is and realizing. So, if this is the result of wealth, and the foolish persons, they think that by this wealth we will collect wives, children, dogs, cows, so many friends, and so many gardens. We can make hotel, all things to be had. You cannot be had. You can hear that story for 2 minutes, then I will again continue. What is that story?
This is a story about a man named Kailash. Once upon a time, there was a very, very powerful man named Kailash. He had accrued so much wealth and so much and so many family members. He had a beautiful wife and lived in a beautiful home surrounded by beautiful gardens.
His name was?
His name was Kailash. So he was what everybody wants. Everybody is searching for in this world. Everybody endeavoring to be, and that is a wealthy man with good family, with a beautiful home, and all these things. So, by his great fortune, by his past secrecy, he happened to meet the great saint Narad Muni. Narad Muni came to him, and they had some discussion. And Narad Muni blessed him with his instructions. He said, Kailash, why don't you practice bhakti? Why don't you endeavor to please Krishna by your activity? I see you amass so much wealth and so many children, but you know, Kailash, this isn't the goal of life. So why don't you practice bhakti, and I'll teach you these things.
Hidden in earth?
That I have hidden under the ground so no one else can see. So he died. And now, oh Gurudev, I've taken his
bhakti. Oh, he invited him.
Oh, again. And you asked me, he said,
huh?
Come back later.
Okay, the bull said, Narad, please come back, Gurudev, come back sometime later, and then I'll practice. Yes, but don't initiate me now, because if you initiate me, then I'll have so many responsibilities.
Kailash. So, again he came there, and what became?
Gurudev
says that here anywhere, in any other state, because he was so much attached, so he cannot go anywhere. He must be anywhere. So he began to search, and he searched, and he saw a dog.
He searched and he searched, and then he
said, very careless. They have no attention to keep this.
It's well.
So whole night I used to protection, they like a god or
like
they spend their wealth without thinking. The generations that came after me, after my grandchildren and great grandchildren, they're spending their wealth without thinking. Sometimes people, you know, come to the house and they take the food. So I am here. I've chosen to come with a dog so I can scare all the
If
people.
Anyone comes in night, what I do?
Anyone comes in night, I bargain them and I scare them away. So in this way, as a dog, I'm still protecting them.
So he was?
Yes.
Fishing. How? Are you ready to take
initiation? Yes,
yes. Initiation now?
Now that you're suffering so much, Kailash, can I benefit you with initiation?
And make me as I was. And if it is not possible, then you can initiate. Otherwise.
So Kailash still has some material desire?
Everything. You will have to give up meeting. So
striking by hacking
and all accepting bad actions you will have. Oh yes, now I can fall.
So in
so you have to try to remember this. This is not a story, but actually going on daily, and we are engaged in this, thinking like this. We think that, oh, money will save, but never it will. It will make so many problems. So at least you should try to be Kailash. After so many generations you have taken human shape, association also. So try to be one-ended to Krishna, one-pointed to Krishna. Yoginam, karmibhyascha bhikkhu yogi. Jnanabhyas matodhika. Jnanishya bhikkhu yogi, tasmat yogi bhavadjuna. Yoginam sarvesham madgatena antaratmana saddhaman bhajite yomam same yukta tamo matah. I think that you sometimes read Gita. So you should try to go deep. He is telling that, oh, yogis are more better than karmi. And yogis are also so much superior than jnan yogi. And yogis are also more superior than jnan yogi. So you must be yogi. To Arjuna he is instructing. Yoginam sarvesham, among all kinds of yogi, what I have told. Madgatena antaratmana saddhaman yomayam bhajate. Those who, by their all senses, by heart, they serve me always. They are most high class of yogis. It is very hard, but in the other words, it is very easy. Oh, Krishna, I am yours. Offer yourself like sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham swam sarva papyo mukshe. Oh, Krishna, I have surrendered. Unconditionally, I am surrendered. You are only my servant. You are my all of all. You are my master. I am your servant. And do pranam. If you cannot do anything, you can do pranam. Whatever you do for Krishna. Very easy thing. But for others, those are, they follow duplicity and hypocrisy. And they are not sincere for that. It is very hard bhakti yoga. And if anyone becomes a yogi like this, always remembering, chanting Krishna, he has no time to earn money or to maintain his life. Krishna himself comes and brings anything what he, the bhakta needs, of carrying on his own head or shoulders. There was a devotee. But he had some doubt, and he was reading Gita. One day he was reading Ananya Chintayanto मांगे जना प्रत्युपासते तेषां नित्य अभियुक्तानां योगक्षेम अहम्यहम्। दो फॉर ऑलवेज चैंटिंग रिमेम्बरिंग एंड क्वाइट ऑब्जर्विंग भक्ति योग देयर नो टाइम टू मेंटेन दैट सेल्फ देन कृष्ण इज टेलिंग दैट आई कैरी आई प्रोवाइड on my head or shoulder and quickly I go to them. So there is a, he read it, but he has some doubt. And what doubt? That Krishna is so powerful. I am realizing this fact that I am serving Krishna. I never do for myself anything, but I am still poor. I have nothing to eat in evening or in morning, nothing. But I never think that Krishna will come. He comes and provides me all these things. So it may be that Krishna is so powerful. He can manage by others, and they can bring some utensils to eat and to drink and to maintain his life. Krishna, why he will bring himself on his carrying on his soldiers and hire? So he made a red line on the that is low, two lines. And he went to bed whole day. He was begging, but no one gave him anything. And it became 3 p.m. and he was now he was returning to home. In the meantime, at 12, a very beautiful teeny elder, a Shyam Kishore, like very beautiful blackish, very soft, very sweet, came to the door of that Brahmin and knocked. Oh ma, mother, please open the door. He was shouting. Then mother came, the wife of that Brahmin, and he opened the door. He entered with a what? Load two sides on a bamboo stick, full of flowers, ghee, sugar, dal, and so many things, fruits, vegetables, everything. It was sufficient for so many months for these two, Brahman and Brahmini. But he was full, his sweat were coming here and there. Oh, why Brahman could not bring? You are a very little 10 years old boy, you are taking it, bringing. He told that he is my Gurudev. And today he wept so much. And he told me quickly to come and to take these, to carry all these loads to his home, your home. But I became some little late. And he became angry. And he, what?
Scratched
on his back. And Brahmani saw and began to be, oh, blood is coming, fresh scratch. And she became so wondered that, oh, my husband is so cruel that he scratched. And
why is it so much blood?
This coming, blood is coming fresh. So she was so worried. She told that, my son, come on and take some rest. I'm giving you water and making very strong preparation. And you should take and rest and then you should go. She told me, yes, I'm here. You can cook. And the Brahmini very happily cooking, making preparations. And thinking that why my husband became so cruel? He scratched his little boy. He was thinking that if my husband will come, I will give him a lesson. In the meantime, it became like 4 in evening, and his husband came and knocked, opened the door, and she was so angry, and she went there and opened the door. Brahmin came and he showed her, how cruel are you? Why you scratch that boy? If she was, he was left no harm, and why you could not bring yourself? You letter down that very sharp boy. Oh, who is that boy? Today I have nothing. I am empty-handed. I will send anyone. Oh, your disciple? No, I have no disciple at all. I am coming. Oh, he wanted to show that boy. And then she was searching. Oh, where that boy? Where is that boy? But boy is not there. He was so tricky. And you know who was he was? He was Krishna himself. To make his teachings promising, true, he came. And they were searching. They saw that, where is boy? Where is boy? Then he saw that, oh, full of 2 baskets. Everything was there. Then he told his wife, oh, bring my book, Gita. And he opened the book, page same and slow. There was no reddish mark there. No? Oh, then he began to read loudly. Oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna. And he began to take the feet dust of his wife. Oh, you are so fortunate that you have seen second darshan of Krishna. I am so worthy.
I am so unfortunate.
I could not see. And then with loudly speaking he was. And then he had a very strong faith on Krishna. That what is written in Gita, it is all true. So we must follow on this thing. You should not be worried for maintaining your family, your body, or everything. In this life, you should try to realize Krishna by your devotional works. Chanting, remembering. Have faith on Krishna. Faith on devotional activity, chanting. Krishna name is himself Krishna. So giving up all the false egos, bad habits, you should try to follow pure bhakti. And in Kaliyug, pure bhakti is what? Sukadeva Goswami has told. एतत् निर्विद्यमानानां इच्छताम् अकुतो वयम् योगिनां निर्णितं हरेर् नामानुन् इफ यू वांट एनीथिंग यू डोंट वांट इफ यू वांट ब्रह्म समाधि यू वांट सॉल्वेशन यू वांट प्योर भक्ति यू शुड ट्राई टू चांट नेम हाउ संकृतन यस चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रोसेस हैज बी बैक टू अस Go, Prima.